Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, I guess we're doing character creation for Tomb of Horror.
That's right. Last one in the Plumbing Boys play / ruin D&D Dungeons & Dragons.
And I reckon today it's actually going to be more, today, and by today I mean X amount of weeks so that you're listening to this over. It's going to be more play than ruin, I reckon.
I reckon we got this one.
I think it's time. The other times we've been fucking around.
Okay? We've been fucking around with our rich casinos, with our dirt leveling the towns.
For being little boys, okay? Killing a cow with my hot breath.
Being like, maybe just roll one die and see what happens and maybe he's good, because I reckon I got 20s all the way down. A 4, you say?
Okay.
How is that even feasible?
Adam, how many losses have we had? Can you just stack them up?
Okay, hang on.
How many losses have we had and how many campaigns have there been?
Okay, so this will be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This will be the 7th.
It's campaign, seventh. Right?
7th campaign,
And how many losses? Seven campaigns and out of the 7, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all of them so far.
Oh, okay.
So 6 D&D.
Yeah.
Zero
to the Plumbing Boys. Do we remember how you died in each of them? Sunless Citadel, do we remember how you died?
No.
You killed a bunch of goblin babies and then the goblin parents came and killed you.
Okay, I've come up and stuff.
Sure? In my defense, I don't have many.
Forge of Fury, from memory, one of you decided to jump in a lake, got swept away, killed. Another one of you got in the same lake, got swept away, killed.
Loophole Paladin.
Loophole Paladin.
You killed a cow and then lost your powers.
Yeah.
I mean, there were more steps involved.
Good times.
The Hidden Shrine of Tomoa-chan. Does anyone remember how you died there?
Was that the Thunderwave Cave-in?
Was that the Thunderwave Cave?
Yeah. Was that like rats v. rats v. rats?
Yeah, that might have been. That was the one where
you were unconscious for a long time and we felt that was much better.
You were in a bag.
The way to play.
No, that must be a different campaign because it was in my bag.
The bag was the first one. We knock him out a lot. He gets knocked
smart.
Out.
I think that one.
Is it the first or the second one where you get boiled in piss?
That's the first
one. First one, boiled in piss.
Is it Meepo boiled in piss?
And I'm boiled in
piss. Two people get boiled from memory. Two people get boiled in piss.
It's a twofer. It's a twofer for the piss.
White Plume Mountain, do you remember this?
That was where I was a dirtbag elf.
Rich Casino.
Rich Casino, dirtbag elf.
If you remember correctly, wasn't Rich Casino's actual name Jackson Bailey, but you were trying to claim the nickname Rich Casino, but no one called you that?
That was resurrected by Adam, controlled by Adam.
I think around here was when Jack got stroppy.
Around there.
This is where I started throwing
I don't want to play as Jackson Bailey. I want to play as Rich Casino. Jackson, we do so many D&D campaigns. Just play as a guy called Rich Casino in one of those. All right. Well, I guess that can be your nickname.
Yeah. Oh, then again, it was in the Werewolf Centaur Wars, and I think that was campaign
that's
two.
True.
So, like, his stroppy was early on.
The quotation marks Werewolf Centaur Wars. Dead in Thay. Do we remember this
one? Oh, little boys.
Little boys.
Oh, little me a little boy funeral. Yeah.
I was a horse for a long, long time.
You tried to make a deal with a vampire and instead got et by said vampire.
That's right. Adam turned on us because of mind control powers.
Yes, that's right.
I survived Adventure 2.
Yes.
You became a lot of many spiders.
Yes, you were maybe the only one who survived any campaign ever. Well,
ironically, that character dies in the next campaign, though. So.
Okay, fair.
Against the Giants, do we remember this
one? Oh, no, we won that one.
We won that one because we succeeded in what we were there to do.
First room debt.
We got a beautiful fire pyre funeral, and I feel that was what we were wanting to achieve.
Joel Dusha leapt in the fire and death cocked you. I remember that much.
Just want to double check, Adam. Which is the one where you got hung?
Yeah, yeah, true.
That would have been the second one.
Yeah, okay,
the second one where in one paragraph they mentioned that, oh, yeah, I guess there would be a town here. Yeah. They just mentioned casually, one paragraph, there's a town here, and you guys would not leave that fucking town.
We loved that town. We loved that town. Cow to ride to the dungeon.
He got hanged for your crimes.
That's right.
Incidentally, I have run all of these different dungeons since running them with you three. And I just want you to know that I have never...
We did them the best.
I have never seen...
Means
a lot. Absolutely. You did them the best. If... It's golf and the lowest score wins.
It is golf and the lowest score
wins.
Golf.
By definition, D&D is not golf, but okay.
Yeah, but by definition, I don't know.
By definition,
by definition, D&D is actually not about winning or losing. It's about having fun.
Incorrect. Page one of the DMG says you must be the winner. The players must lose.
There is an end level. If you don't get to it, you're a little pissed.
You've lost.
Well, in many ways, D&D is something that I have played very sporadically over the last 10 years, but something, Adam, you've enjoyed for 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So if we are able to ruin that for you, that's us winning.
So, yes, Jackson, let's make your character.
Let's make a character that's good.
Yeah,
okay.
Let's be clever about
it. Let's be smart. Let's strategize.
All the best, my good
friend. I would like to go human fighter battle master.
Would you like the human? Would you like the type of human that gets a plus one to all of their stats or a extra feat?
I'll go the plus one to all my stats.
Plus one to all of your stats?
Let's be strong. Okay. Let's be strong. Let's be tough. Okay.
And then you want to go a battle master. Oh, you get a language for being a human?
Goblin.
Goblin it is.
Let's be smart. We just said let's be smart. I might meet a goblin.
It's just the language. He
might meet a goblin. What if I do meet a goblin?
That's a good point. Maybe if one of us is a goblin?
Exactly. Absolutely.
Okay.
So you get two fighter proficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
Acrobatics, animal handling, athletics, history, insight, intimidation, perception, and survival.
Let's go perception, athletics.
Athletics? All right.
Clever.
Smart. Smartboyboy.com.
Do you know all the different fighting styles?
Is one of them called
archery,
defense?
But yeah, defense.
I'll go that one.
All right.
Wait, why? Why? You're laughing. Was that stupid?
No, it's not stupid. It's a plus one to your armor class.
That's
There's
what
nothing
I was
wrong
thinking.
With that. It was just funny that you were like, the one I remember. That made me laugh. And you want to go a battle master. Do you remember all the maneuvers?
Riposte.
Hang on. So you want these are the ones you want?
Yes.
Yeah, the ones you remember. Riposte. Yeah.
Well, let's maybe Adam, as resident DM who knows his shit, why don't you give some input here?
Well,
before Jackson can then be like, I don't want any offensive spells. Give me only summon chicken.
Give me blockade summons a block of wood. All right. So riposte, I know Jackson knows the rules for.
Yeah,
so
I like riposte. I genuinely want riposte.
Jackson's played Battle Master so many times that I kind of assume he knows the abilities he will use.
Yep, just in case he doesn't. And maybe there's some new ones because there's been like
there
eight
are
new additions
that
we don't really remember.
How many do I get as a Battle Master at this level?
You're level 14, so you will get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
All right. Mamma mia.
Yeah.
So definitely riposte.
Definitely riposte.
Mm-hmm. Parry?
Parry is also one, correct.
Can you read them out? Because I am forgetting a lot of
Ambush,
them.
Bait and switch.
Nah.
Brace, commander strike.
I get brace.
Brace?
Brace just means I get extra defense, yeah?
Yeah.
When...
Extra AC actually, or something?
Yeah, you want to go through... So riposte is...
Riposte is that if they hit me, I can hit them back. If they hit, if they attack me and miss,
yep.
I can attack back and, cool. and hit them. Parry is that I can parry, basically,
so
I think.
When they damage you, you yeah. can hit them. Yeah.
But brace is you can use your reaction when an enemy comes within striking distance to hit at them.
Yeah, yeah, great.
Then I thought Disha was just kind of like shaking his hand.
I was trying to get my watch unstuck yeah. from a position that it wasn't comfortable.
Disarming attack, distracting strike, evasive footwork.
Oh, good disarming attack. Disarm the sure. fella.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And evasive footwork, fainting attack, goading attack, grappling strike.
What does grappling strike do?
Grappling strike, I believe, will probably... Yeah, after you hit with a melee attack, you can immediately grapple the creature.
Yeah, I'll go grappling strike.
Okay. Then we've got goading, lunging attack, maneuvering attack.
Maneuvering attack the one where I can attack and then maneuver another fella on the battlefield?
When you hit with a weapon attack, you yep. can expend your superiority dice to maneuver one of your comrades into an advantageous
Let's do it.
Position. And then last one, we've got menacing attack, precision attack, pushing attack, quick toss.
What's quick toss? Wank off.
Stop making that.
As a bonus action, you can wank off into a corner of the dungeon.
As a bonus action, you expend one superiority dice and make a ranged attack with a weapon that has the thrown property. You can draw that weapon as part of making... So it's just like a quick toss.
Oh,
you
okay.
just quickly draw a weapon
That's
and throw
it. Less interesting. I okay. wish it was whacking off.
Rally, sweeping attack, tactical assessment, and trip attack.
I'll go trip attack.
Trip attack? All right.
Trip some fuckers.
Yeah,
trip some
fuckers. You trip.
I yeah. trip.
yeah.
You I've got that experience to fall over in a comedic fashion.
You get proficiency with a set of artisan's tools?
Doll maker's tools.
Okay. So there is a list. Let's go painter's supplies.
Yeah, okay.
This
yeah.
one doesn't really matter. I don't yeah, think you're going to be doing much painting in no. the dungeon. All right. So you get then 1, 2, 3. Oh, quite a lot. You
oh, yeah.
get 5 ability score improvements.
Jesus.
So you can pick feats if you want instead, but let's roll your stats so at least you know what your stats
yeah,
are
yeah, yeah.
before you start picking if you're
11, 11, 11, 11, 11.
Well, I'm assuming
yeah.
you want to roll.
I do.
Would you
I'll like, roll myself.
Okay, so what are you rolling?
4 d6s,
mm-hmm.
then I add together the highest 3.
Correct. All right. I was just checking. We're not doing danger dice this time.
No, I don't think so.
No, 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 no.
I'm trying to win.
So just for everyone listening at home, they're playing it serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're actually, we want to try and win this one.
This means our loss inevitably will be more humiliating.
No, no, no. Our victory. This campaign, this could be a 20-hour campaign.
Do you reroll That's ones true. And twos, or is it? Are we not doing
no,
that?
No, you don't reroll ones and twos by default.
So, Adam had been very nice to us over the last 10 years.
Yeah. No, not today.
He wanted his campaigns that, like, where it was obvious that the players and the DM were meant to work together to create a good storytelling experience was good. When now it's players v DM, and he's like, fuck you, these are the rules.
It's always been players v DM.
Yeah, but. You dream of a day where that's not the
Things
case.
Things are not going well for
Jackson.
Yeah,
that's a 13 and 11.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Hey! I can't see the other one. What'd you get there?
It's another 2.
So, ooh, yeah, a that's a 9.
Mm-hmm. Your dump stat.
15?
Hey! 15, there you go.
That's
actually kind of unfortunate because now this is a legal set.
That
you
is
have
unfortunate.
To take this.
That is unfortunate.
That is 12.
Yeah.
Good job. Awesome. You've got one more.
Come on. I can smell an 18.
I can smell an 18.
I can get a nat 20.
Yeah.
Well,
16.
Yeah, that's not so bad. That's all right. That's
yeah.
all right.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
So the 16, presumably strength?
Yes.
Then
intelligence is obviously the lowest one.
Yeah.
In real life and in game life.
Your next highest is a 15.
I'll put that in my stamina. By which I mean my constitution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, what's health points in this one?
I put in my health points, Adam.
Someone's been playing too many video games.
Rotting
a hole in their brain.
Yeah.
Next Not highest me. Is 13.
I've been outside looking at the sun.
Dexterity, I guess.
As God intended.
Then we've got your 12, 11, and 9.
And what have I got left? Wisdom, charisma, and intelligence.
9 for charisma, like in real life.
Yeah, let's go 9 for charisma and then you pick for wisdom and intelligence.
What? All right, intelligence 11, wisdom 12.
I don't need to be charismatic.
Yeah, you don't.
No, I know.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
In real life and in the game.
So you got a plus one across the board for all of your stats.
God.
So your strength
including
is now 17.
Charisma. Yeah. I'm as shocked as you.
You actually don't have a negative anymore. The lowest is 10.
Let's max out my strength.
Okay, so it'll take 3 points to max out your strength.
And then I'll do the constitution for the other two.
Okay.
I'm going to be a big boy. Okay, look out.
A strong, strong boy wielding
so now you're
what weapon?
Negative for charisma again now, right?
Yeah. Who cares?
No, he's still zero, isn't he?
He's still zero.
It's like, what weapon are you going to
get? Big hammer.
Not a bad choice.
Maybe a club, actually. That's like a big hammer.
If you let him think too long, it's going to go from fine choice
maybe
to
maybe a
bad
bowl of soup.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm maxing out your constitution as well.
Oh, sweet.
No, do
thanks, man.
All right, you know what? I got this. Don't worry. Yeah.
Do you hear that? He's maxing out my constitution. Yeah. I don't know if he'll extend the same courtesy to you guys, but
I mean, I was listening, so I know what he actually said.
Let's just up your dexterity and wisdom. That'll keep you alive.
Didn't I say max out my strength? You said that
your
was...
strength is maxed.
Didn't you say I had 5 extra points?
You have no. You get 5 ability score improvements. Each one of them is 2.
Okay, I'm dumb.
Yeah.
All right, you figure it out.
That's okay. I got. Don't even stress. This is probably...
My first action is going to be push Jackson off nearest cliff. I don't need this in my life.
This is the simplest option, and it also gives you quite a lot of hit points.
Yeah, sweet.
So,
excellent.
Yeah,
we need them.
That rules.
Yeah,
we need them.
Hit points are
last
important.
Time that happened, we didn't have them, and there was banned.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what background would you like?
What are the options?
Oh, dude, it's a long list. Do you want me to...
Just start, like, listing them off. I'll pick
acolyte,
the one that's funniest.
Anthropologist, archaeologist, athlete, legionary, charlatan, clan crofter.
Clan crofter. Clam crofter.
Clan.
Okay, keep going.
Cloistered scholar.
Athlete.
Courtier.
Athlete.
Criminal
athlete.
Or spy.
I'll go courtier.
All right.
What does that mean? Is that like a...
What does that mean? So you thought the name was funny, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Jackson. I'm a courtier.
Does that mean I suck off the king? Or
you're like a minor noble.
Okay, yeah, fabulous.
All right, you get another language. You get 2 languages, sorry.
Dwarf?
Dwarvish?
Where are you guys going?
Well, okay, think about like where we're going, like some kind of Tomb of Horrors. So assuming it's some kind of necromancer cunt.
Is there a monster language?
What kind of like...
There are many monster languages.
What kind of, I don't know, necromancery type? Like,
is do skeleton they do, like, a language?
They, yeah, is skeleton a language, Adam?
Skeleton is not a language.
Is there, what's magic bullshit? Like,
I'll go Draconic.
Draconic is the language
spells.
Of magic. Or, yeah, okay. Typically,
I'm
least.
Sad that there's no skeleton language. Well, so same. I skeleton's like... All
right.
And I'm like, oh, I know what he's saying.
So, you get some equipment.
Okay.
Chainmail or leather armor, a longbow, and 20 arrows?
I'll go chainmail.
Chainmail. A martial weapon and a shield, or 2 martial weapons?
2 martial weapons.
Okay. So, if you're picking defense, you probably just want to, like, specking into defense is a pretty good idea. So, a martial weapon and a shield might be the best way to do that.
You don't have to.
Why did you pick defense?
So I can go out there and get
hit.
Because
it was the first one he thought of.
Yeah, okay.
Fine, I'll go shield.
He fabricated that in his brain just now. He was not thinking.
Fine, I'll go shield and a hammer.
Yeah. And a hammer?
I like bullying you to make a competent character.
I hate it.
Oh, I know.
I like crossbow and 20 bolts or 2 hand axes?
2 hand axes.
2 hand axes? A dungeoneer's pack or an explorer's pack?
I'll go an explorer's pack.
Okay. So.
We're not going into a dungeon.
Now, at this level, you would also be starting with 2 magical items and quite a uncommon magical items and quite a bit of gold. Mm-hmm. I'm going to knock off all that gold because you're not going to need it. And I'm going to give you a 3rd magical item.
Oh, my God.
So I'm being quite generous.
If I'm to be honest.
It's good because Jackson won't. You are, unless they're funny, then Jackson will use
them. Can I get an animated
item.
Object?
Yeah, there we go.
Hang on. How many objects does he get?
He gets 3.
So can maybe me and JD, maybe we can pick something?
Maybe they
maybe
pick one
help.
Each because that's going to be useful, and then I pick a silly one.
So I would say, for example, a magic weapon of sorts.
Weapon? Cool.
Yeah, yep. I think that he should have a magical weapon.
Yeah,
previous to this adventure, we went to a marketplace and played a little game.
Yeah. I reckon a magical shield, also good call.
And I pick an animated object.
Oh, magical armor. Yeah, magical armor. Because that'll help his defense spec.
Yeah.
The one that he purposely picked.
Here's what I'm thinking, fellas. What do I love to do in-game? Run ahead. Now, if I run ahead, which is gonna happen, you want me to be as strong as possible so that when you arrive, you don't arrive to a corpse. You just arrive to me at half health.
Well, here's the thing.
How long are we in? What's this? Well, how long has it been?
17 odd minutes.
Mm-hmm. How long? It didn't take long, did it?
No.
Do you mean till I made mistakes or till the infighting began?
No, till you stopped taking it seriously.
What? This is me being clever. This is me anticipating how
you
I play D&D.
You're an animated object.
Yeah, because that's funny.
Yeah. If you're running ahead, that doesn't help anything.
So a weapon?
Yep.
Warhammer. So just going
with
the hammer?
He wants a big hammer for some reason.
Warhammer give him plus, a Warhammer.
Yeah. Warhammer plus one or Warhammer of Warning. Those are two options.
What's the warning do?
Warhammer of Warning is while the weapon is on your person, you have advantage on initiative rolls. In addition, you and any of your companions within 30 feet of you can't be surprised except when incapacitated.
Yes, perfect, that perfect, one. Perfect. And also the initiative roll because apparently he's going to run off ahead.
Yeah. So he runs off ahead, but also we can't be surprised.
All right.
So is that basically like Sting or whatever from Lord of the Rings?
Feels like Sting from Lord of the Rings.
Trolls be near.
So that was a weapon. Dusha, what would you...
Magical armor.
Magical armor? All right, cool. So...
And can we get a dick hole in it or something so he wears it?
I don't think...
Balls dangling out of the middle.
If I'm being honest,
smacking against the metal.
I don't know if you want that. But so options. Let me give you some options. We got shield plus one.
Yep.
Which is just a magical shield, gives you a little bit extra protection. We've got...
He might drop it.
Yeah, he would. He wouldn't equip it.
I'll slide down on it. Slide through the dungeon.
Something he can't take off.
Adamantine plate armor, which makes you resistant to some melee damage types.
Mm. Yes.
That one?
Good.
Yeah.
That's what I've kitted Adam out with. Mm. I would recommend it, to be honest.
You're not going to be unstoppable because you're going to fall off a fucking cliff or something.
Yeah, look.
Just because I got boots of slippery.
These boots can summon eels that I can ride. My moves just are unpredictable.
It summons the moves on the eels under my feet. So I slip, okay? Yeah. Big whoop.
And then an animated object.
Yeah, just one, Jackson. Like, you know, one that's friendly to me or whatever.
I don't think it's going to matter because I don't think you're going to get something powerful enough to be a threat.
That's okay, too.
Is there
a rock?
Is there an animated
me in the head?
As opposed to like a meat shield animated object that maybe Jackson wants? Is there one that maybe buffs him to do something good? Like, I don't know.
Oh, there is.
Gives him a big dick or some shit.
Do you want that, Jack?
Dangle out of his balls.
I don't know.
Big dick dangles out of his balls.
There's no item that's going to give him a big dick dangling balls and increase his combat abilities.
Yeah.
Well,
it's one of the other. Yeah. May I recommend a rust bag of tricks? So it's a bag.
Okay.
You open it up and you feel inside and you feel like some fuzzy balls inside.
Yeah.
You pick out one of the fuzzy balls and throw it and it turns into a creature.
Yeah, all right, I'll grab that. It's not what I wanted, but I'll take it.
Well, I'm just, all right. It can be, it's randomly determined, but it could be a rat, an owl, a dog, a goat.
I'll take a bag of dogs.
A bear. Okay.
Bag I bought in a market that says dog bag on it.
Jack was very engaged. The moment we put some stipulation.
No, he wasn't. No, he
straight
wasn't.
Away became stroppy. Yeah, just do that whatever. I don't even care. I don't even mind.
If I pick an animated object, I'm going to cop shit from everyone.
No,
no.
Pick one. See what happens when you let
there
it out.
There was some options. Adam was giving you some options. As opposed to listening, you went for the first one.
I thought he was saying, go for this one, Jackson. You're causing a problem.
I just know that I couldn't find an animated object for him. So.
Yeah,
I was instead of giving you an animated object, I was like, "Here's the closest I can."
Yeah,
find.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take a bag of dogs.
All right,
fine.
Jackson, you're done.
All right.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What magical object do you have?
I got a magic hammer.
Mm-hmm.
I got a magic shield. No armor and a bag of dogs.
Yeah,
it's not so bad.
That's pretty
good. Joel Disher.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's be clever. So we've got. A melee character, mm-hmm. in Jack, a bit of a
imagine
fighter.
I was just like, I want to be a healer.
Well, I've made Adam to be like a very powerful defensive and healing character.
Oh, okay.
Excellent.
So you can do that as well. I mean, there's no downside to having two healers. Mm-hmm. If anything, there's a big upside to having two healers.
Well, it'd just be me every single time that there is any kind of combat being like, you guys make me sick. Heal.
Heal.
Fuck
heal,
you. Why heal. Are you doing heal?
Yeah, I don't want Dusha on my case.
He will be on my case if he's a healer. Right, so what do we need for it? So we've got a healer, tank kind of character. We've got a melee. What else do we need? need? We need magic and what else? What else is it in?
What's
in
a clever dungeon? So like somebody to check for traps.
Good would be okay. Nice.
All right.
Yeah. A rogue would not be. Yeah. Would not go.
We need a magic guy.
You usually like rogue.
I do love Rogan. So yeah. I'll go Rogan.
Let's go magic then. Let's give me fucking paladin.
Do shit. You do love being a paladin.
Yeah, I guess.
All right.
I love God now.
Yeah, I can't wait for you to absolutely be.
I'm gonna keep
a
praying.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Yeah, that's how it works.
Let's make a. What's a? Is there a god of loopholes? So that whatever Jedi can do.
Yeah. What's the vaguest god?
So first off, Jedi, what race would you like to be?
Let's just go human paladin.
Human? All right. Cool. Nice. No worries. Nothing wrong with that. Well, would you like the human paladin? Sorry, would you like the type of human who gets just like +1 to all of their stats, or would you like one who gets an extra feat? I would recommend taking +1 to all of your stats.
Yeah, I was going to do that anyway. Right. So now knowing that you recommend that also makes me happier with my already made up decision.
You get an extra language for being a human.
Yep. Draconian.
Draconic. All right.
Pick skeleton.
I did.
Paladin. So you're level 14. Now you get 2 proficiencies for being a paladin.
Yep.
They are, you can pick from athletics, insight, intimidation, medicine, persuasion, religion.
Okay, so it probably makes sense to go religion.
Yeah.
Because then I can make a stronger bond with God and get good.
Yeah, you can know what rules you're violating.
Yeah. Are we going to be intimidating people, or are we just going to be cutting them down?
Well, no, I won't be intimidating people. That was a joke. I don't think I can be a good paladin if I'm intimidated.
Well, you can intimidate. I mean, priests are intimidating.
You can be a good paladin and be. Yeah. You could use intimidation as like a non-violence tactic to make people back down.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sticking with that. Yeah. I also like that idea.
Hey! Worship God, maybe.
Hey, before we enter this combat, think about how I have the might of God on my side.
Someone's harassing a friend of yours at the bar. You step in, you're like, mate, pull your fucking head in.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, you get a fight.
Bunch of skeletons. Just nodding and being ashamed of themselves.
Can we just take a moment? Jackson, can you just do your skeleton voice again, please?
Okay, obviously I can't do xylophone noises with my mouth.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
I'm trying to do xylophone noises.
It sounded like a jellyfish drowning.
Yeah, it did sound a little bit like a jellyfish drowning.
That is more appropriate, but I like a sort of jingly.
You're imagining like a jingling jangly
like kind of like from an old black and white cartoon.
Okay. So.
Bojangles, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Dusha, you get several different fighting styles. Let me give you the list.
Yep. Blessed. Give me the first. No, I'm kidding. I'm not Jackson.
You could. Blessed warrior, blind fighting, defense, dueling, great weapon fighting, interception, and protection.
Blessed warrior, what's that?
Yeah, what is
God
blessed
is
warrior?
Your sword.
Blessed warrior,
Christ
certainly.
Christ is your hat.
You learn 2 cantrips, so you get some extra magic.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Nice.
Cantrips are handy because I can use them as much as I want.
They are indeed. So your options are Guidance, Light, Mending, Resistance, Sacred Flame, Spare the Dying, Thaumaturgy, Toll the Dead, and Word of Radiance. So several of these spells at your level are going to be largely useless. So
Sacred Flame.
Sacred Flame is a good one, yeah.
And what about Light?
May I recommend either maybe Toll the Dead if you want another combat spell, or you could take Mending. It's maybe won't come in handy, but it could come in handy.
Mending, I'm assuming, is a healing spell.
It fixes minor damage to objects.
Healing, but for items, I guess.
Healing
Yes. No, let's go Toll the Dead.
Okay.
Violence.
Yeah.
Pick it.
Choose violence.
But, yeah, choose violence.
So you get just going through some quick abilities. You've got divine sense. You can sense the presence of like demons and undead and stuff like that.
We're going into a fucked up tomb, right?
Yeah.
That'll be handy.
A very useful ability you have is called divine smite, where you burn some of your spells and do extra damage when you hit enemies.
Yep.
You've got divine health, which makes you immune to disease.
Yep. Can't get sick.
Coughing me.
Sure. You've got an aura of protection. Allies within 10 feet of you get bonuses.
Yeah, that's bad news for Jackson, who's more than 10 feet away at all times.
Running 50 feet away from you. Also, somewhere else in the dungeon. Yeah.
Allies within 10 feet of you get bonuses to their saving throws.
Yeah.
So, allies near you are harder to affect, typically with spells.
Yeah.
Not always this, but typically with spells. You get aura of courage. Allies within 10 feet of you can't be frightened while you are conscious.
Jildush's calming face.
Yeah.
Makes us brave. I'm scared of the ghoul man. And then no, I look at not. You. Oh, you're oh, right.
You're right. Thank you.
No, you're not. Get out there, cunt. Yeah, that, yeah. Okay. I'm more scared of Dusha than I am of the ghoul.
I've been intimidated to not be scared.
It's funny to imagine being in front of you, turning around, and you're just punching your fist. All right, let's fight the skeletons.
You have an ability called Cleansing Touch.
Yep.
You can, you've got a limited number of uses, but you can end one spell affecting a willing creature that you touch.
Okay.
So if, like, someone's getting fucked up by a hold person spell, you can end that.
Did you think he was about to say getting fucked up by a horse?
I did think he was!
Yeah, yeah, right.
If one of your commanders has picked a fight with a horse and is losing, like, yeah, that's a believable situation.
I can imagine that for any of us.
So then you get to pick your what oath you've taken.
Uh-huh.
So what oath you've taken has the rules.
This is the scariest part.
And what you need to stick to, otherwise you're fucking done.
Yeah.
So the options are Oath of Glory, Oath of Conquest, Oath of Devotion, Oath of Redemption, Oath of Vengeance, Oath of the Ancients, Oath of the Crown, Oath of the Watchers. There is also a option called Oath Breaker, but it you don't want that one.
Oath Breaker.
You don't want that one.
What? Okay. So I obviously don't want Oathbreaker.
But what is Oathbreaker?
What is Oathbreaker? I was curious.
Yeah, the fellow was interested.
Oathbreaker is basically you're a fallen paladin, essentially.
Oh, so basically it's like
you kind of start without spells.
Yeah. An Oathbreaker would be last time I played paladin.
Yeah.
And Oath of Vengeance, what rules do I have to follow?
Oath of Vengeance. where is it?
Yeah, it could be.
So, Dusha. The tenets of vengeance revolve around punishing wrongdoers by any means necessary. There are four that you must follow. The first is fight the greater evil.
Yeah.
Faced with a choice of fighting my sworn foes or combating a lesser evil, I choose the greater evil.
Yep.
Okay. All
right. Second one, no mercy for the wicked. Ordinary foes may win my mercy, but my sworn enemies do not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Third, by any means necessary, my qualms can't get in the way of exterminating my foes. And the fourth one is restitution. If my foes wreak ruin on the world, it is because I failed to stop them. I must help those harmed by their misdeeds.
Look, three of those four, I reckon you got in the bag. Yeah. The fourth one, you got to make sure is in the front of your mind.
Yeah.
Always be thinking about that one.
Yeah.
Always be restituting.
Yeah, always be
ABR, baby, ABR.
Yeah.
I will avenge you, father. I will kill you, mother. No.
I will kill you, mother. Immediately lost.
Damn.
Wait, shit. Wait, I mean, my mum's my sworn foe. You don't know God.
Would you like to hear any of the other ones?
No, that one sounds good.
Yeah, okay. Lock it in.
It's just
kill the bad guys.
I will avenge. I will protect. I won't fight my friends, even when they're annoying me.
Yeah. That's going to be good to have in the bag. You got to whack me upside the head.
Unless you become the
you got to stay, but you also need to make sure
you stay as a lesser evil.
Yeah, that's true.
So you get some things,
because if you stand in the way, see, here's another thing though.
If I stand in the way of you fighting bad guys,
yeah, if you're like, oh, actually, instead of doing that, I'm just gonna sit on
the skeletons
this.
Are cool.
Yeah, I'm like, well, now you're my enemy.
Now you are a skeleton, Jackson.
So from your oath, you get some spells by default, but that'll be on your character sheet. Don't worry too much about that.
Easy.
You also get one other ability called Relentless Avenger from your oath.
Iron Man.
When you hit a creature with an opportunity attack, so not a regular one, but just when they're, like, if they're trying to run past you and you get a free attack.
Or you sneak up on them, right?
No.
Attack of opportunity is only if they're running away.
Yeah, pretty much. You can move up to half your speed immediately after the attack and as part of the same reaction. This does not provoke attacks of opportunity. So if someone's trying to run away from you, you hit them and you can kind of follow them as well.
Yeah, hit them and then also stand in their way to hit them again.
Yes.
Oh, and just one piece of beekeeping before we continue. I also forgot that you have Lay on Hands, which you will get 14 times 5 hit points that you can distribute whenever you see fit.
Yeah, sick.
Now, you also, instead of Jackson's 5, you get 3 opportunities for a feat or ability score improvement. But let's do your ability scores first.
Okay, cool.
So 4d6, take the 3 highest and add them together.
Okay, so we got 6, 5, 3.
Doing good
that
already.
Is, 6, 5, 3 is 14. Yeah, that's a decent start. That's a good paladin number.
Yeah. Less good.
Oh, no.
That's good.
Mm. So that was 1124.
Well, everyone needs a dump stat. 7.
Okay. You're getting the longer you roll it. Oh, there we go.
No.
Only saw
the
10. 10's
it's not negative.
10's respectable.
Yeah.
That's human average. Yeah. One of your stats will be human average.
Okay. Oh, 14.
14, another good paladin stat.
Okay.
13.
13, all right. Not amazing.
Why is 14 good but 13 not good?
14 isn't great.
Yeah. Well, we're actually just being kind to you when we said 14 was good.
If it didn't land on the table, it doesn't count.
Hey,
13. Okay,
I was only counting 3 of the 4 die, right?
Yeah. 3.
Okay.
So you've got the highest is a 14, but you've got 2 of them. So this isn't a great set of stats. I will allow you to roll a second set if you want, but you got to take the second set.
Take it.
Let's do that again.
Oh, Mamma mia, Figaro. Oh. Okay.
Not a great start.
Better than seven.
It's already
true.
If it's one up each time.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Okay.
13.
13. So, that's one down, I think, from last time.
No, but it's basically the same. Yeah, I had a 13 last time.
Yeah. Okay.
This one's pretty decent.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
15.
All right, that's good. That's a good number. That's good.
15, we're in the good stat range now.
We're in the black.
12?
12?
Not.
We're back in the red.
No, I think by this point you'd gotten like your second single digit. So yeah. I think. Did you have 2 single?
No, I only had 1.
No, it's fine.
Had more of a 10, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, saved that
14?
One. 14.
Okay.
Paladin stat is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, this is the definitely better one. One more.
Oh, 18.
There you go.
There it is, baby.
All right. We needed.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We needed. So that 18, I would recommend strength or constitution, wisdom, no, charisma, sorry, if you wanted to be a good caster.
You know what? Let's go charisma.
All right.
Okay. Let's go spellcasting through the fucking wazoo.
Let me just double check that paladins use their charisma as well.
Because that will also help intimidation, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Charisma's
yeah.
It will, yeah.
Pretty correct. Paladins use charisma.
It's so I just want to make sure, because if it's like, wisdom.
I say it's wisdom, your dump stat.
It is charisma. It is correct.
All right.
So your next highest is your 15.
Strength.
That will become a 16, which is still a pretty good number.
Nice.
Then you've got a 14.
Constitution, please.
Clever.
Yeah. That will definitely improve your chances of survival. You've got a 13, a 12, and an 8.
8 in wisdom.
Well, you want, like, maybe dexterity, so you're not harder to hit, yeah? That's what dex does. Or
yeah.
Easier
yeah.
to.
I would put the 12 or the 13 in dex, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
13 in dex. What does that leave? Wisdom and
intelligence.
Yeah, wisdom and intelligence. You've got an 8 and a 12.
Don't be very clever.
I'll be a 12 in intelligence and 8 in wisdom.
Okay, yeah. No worries.
Dumb as shit, but it doesn't matter because God is where your magic comes from.
Well, I'm assuming that it's because I'm just blinded by vengeance that I haven't learnt anything.
Yeah, you never read a book.
You've got
a good book.
Because what's the difference between intelligence and wisdom?
Well,
Not as in like
a role play or a stat way?
Role play way, not a stat way.
Intelligence is like book smarts. Wisdom is like street smarts.
Should have gone the other way around for what I was thinking. But that's okay.
So
I'm really good at reading the good book.
Yeah.
Terrible at life experience.
Terrible at applying the good book in certain situations.
Yeah.
So I have intelligence and wisdom.
Stop doing what you're doing and harassing this individual. Yeah. And have you thought about maybe following the good book? How about I punch you in the face, sir? I don't know why it didn't work.
I
don't know why. Don't know how that applies to my life.
Yeah.
Well, we're feeling powerful. We're feeling tough.
I'm just going to use, rather than giving you any extra feats, because you're going to be thinking about a lot of things now, I'm just going to even out some of your ability scores and then buff some of them because you're like, a lot of them are in an odd number and even numbers are kind of ideal. And then I'm going to buff, because you got, I maxed out your charisma. I'm going to up your, strength or constitution, more damage or more health?
Let's get more damage. Let's make me a glass cannon.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you'll be a glass cannon. You're not sitting at glass cannon right now. You're
wood cannon.
I would go so far as to say iron cannon.
Whoa.
I don't think you have as much hit point. No, you won't have as many hit points as Jackson, but you got magic to make up for it. And I think you do more damage. All right, so.
Good.
Background. Just give me a broad idea of what background you'd like.
As in, like, where I've come from, I guess?
Yeah.
Maybe I was being raised by the church.
Whoa!
And some bad guys came and burnt down the church.
Whoa!
Let's go cloistered scholar. So you get a proficiency, arcana, or nature?
Magic or dogs?
Arcana.
Yeah. Arcana it is.
And we already got a bag of dogs.
You get two languages.
Actually, no, wait. Arcana would be where they came because they're magic dogs.
That's true. They're not real dogs.
Goblin.
No. Oh, unless it's helpful.
Might be if we meet a goblin.
I couldn't tell you.
I'm trying to think.
Genuinely would not know what language would be most helpful for
Abyssal
you right now.
Abyssal is the language of ghouls.
Oh, yeah.
Learning Celestial's the language of God.
Yeah.
Abyssal is not the language of ghouls.
Learning like Abyssal or the other one that the ghouls don't like.
Yeah.
Ghouls
is that Celestial?
There is no ghoul language.
Well, what's the demon devil ones?
Demon devil, yeah, they have languages.
Thank you.
Is ghouls that Abyssal?
Ghouls are undead.
He was meaning, was that what you were meaning?
Jackson doesn't know what the fuck he's meeting on the best of days.
Is it Abyssal?
Abyssal
and
is the language of demons. Infernal is the language of devils.
That might help us.
Yeah, let's go to the language of devils and also give me Celestial. I know how to speak to God and Satan.
Whoa. That's
all right. Infernal and Celestial. Done. Dunzo. Okay, so you will get you some equipment, a martial weapon and a shield, or two martial weapons. For you, it's not as important as Jackson.
Yeah. I do have the feeling my guy is more of a two weapons kind of guy.
Okay, two weapons?
Yeah.
What would you like them to be?
It's like sword, bigger sword.
Oh!
Wow.
Is there like a, this may be a stupid question, but I'm basing this on video game logic. Is there like a staff or something that increases my spell casting as a weapon?
No, unfortunately there is not.
No, okay, give me
a well, we'll get, maybe I'll have a look in magical items.
Otherwise, just my two weapons, I guess, yeah, like two one-handed swords, so I can go double sword and...
Nice.
Mm. All right, I think we're going to have to go short sword for that, because...
One sword has God written on the other, and the other one has...
Well, do you want to have, like, yeah, it's like a big, like, great sword or some shit. You want to be, like, two-handed, like, swinging, like, this giant thing?
Then it can say God is good down the whole side.
Yeah,
whole,
well, yeah, let's have, give like... me a great sword and then just, like, a short sword.
All right, great sword and a short sword.
Hell yeah.
If I want a dual wield, it'll be that and someone else's sword that I found.
Yeah.
Five javelins or any simple melee weapon?
Five javelins.
Yeah, five javelins. Wait, no. Any simple melee weapon, because then I can dual wield.
Oh, yeah, club.
Because I can cast spells instead of throwing javelins.
We'll give you a dagger for your backup.
Oh, that is. Short sword and a dagger. If you're an ant, that is, that is big sword and bigger sword.
If you're an ant, that's like a fucking giant.
A priest's pack or an explorer's pack?
Priest's pack.
Priest's pack? Easy. And we'll give you a.
Things you managed to salvage from that burning church, chucked in there.
All right, add that equipment, and then you'll get 3 magical items. What genre of item do you want to look at?
So, magic sword.
All right.
And... we're not picking for Dusha?
All right, Dusha gets a sword.
Let's see.
I got so many swords.
I know.
I'm fucking rich with swords.
All right. So, do you want to make
a sword salesman to adventurer?
Do you want to make your magical weapon the greatsword or one of your smaller swords?
Greatsword.
Greatsword. All right, I've got 3 options for you. Greatsword plus 1 just does a bit better.
Yep.
You've got Greatsword of Warning, which is the same as what Jackson's one is. Greatsword of Vengeance.
Oh. Now, but remind me, what was your oath again?
I was thinking an Oath of Vengeance, but can you just tell me what the Greatsword of Vengeance is?
Now, so... okay. It's I don't think you want this. Actually.
Yeah, I was gonna say this sounds like.
Yeah, I think it's a cursed weapon. Okay. So it's like the greatsword plus 1, does a bit better, but the sword is also cursed and possessed by a vengeful spirit. And
I'm gonna be talking to my sword.
Devil in your sword.
As long as you are cursed, you are unwilling to part with the sword, keeping it on your person at all times.
That rolls.
You have disadvantage. To attack rolls made with any other weapon.
Oh, any other weapon?
Yeah.
So you only have to use the cursed sword? Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's
is there anything good?
No,
is there anything good about it?
Just bad.
I'm going to go great sword plus 1, please.
I think that's
smart.
I think that's a clever
choice. I had a cursed sword, but then I blessed it and healed the curse, but I kept the positives, hey?
That's what
happened.
Zamet, what would you like to give?
I'm reckoning definitely some kind of armor. I feel would be very useful.
You don't
useful.
Have to go weapon, armor, whatever Jackson picks every single time. Yeah. You can give him another magical weapon, but I'm just saying.
That's an option. But I was just thinking, armor's a very, a classical kind of stuff that you kind of want, you know?
Well, he has basically the same options as Jackson does. So you've got the adamantine one, which reduces some types of damage. Mm-hmm. You've got a shield plus 1, which I guess he won't really be using.
Yeah.
And that's kind of it. There's.
What about maybe something kind of like a nice headpiece?
Like a hat.
A good hat.
That's not a type of armor. Would you like me to look at hats?
Yeah, let's look at hats.
Yeah, let's give him a
nice, good, festive hat.
That's good. Yeah, a god hat.
Yeah.
He's the man with God in his hat. It's Dusha. Dusha. That's the song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
I think so.
We've got Hat of Disguise, which allows you to use the disguise self spell at will.
Yeah.
That can't be the only magic hat in D&D.
We've got some helms.
Ooh,
helm propeller a helm.
What's this?
While worn, this helm allows the wearer to use their action to cast a levitate spell, requiring no components. The helm's propeller spins and whirls loudly.
That's definitely a maybe. I'd like that.
Each time you use it, there's a 50% chance it loses its ability.
What is Helm of Gods?
Yeah.
Helm of Gods is too high level.
What is this Helm of Telepathy?
Helm of Telepathy. While you are wearing this helm, you can use your action to cast the Detect Thoughts spell, which just allows you to detect whether there are things with thoughts around and then what thoughts they're having.
Okay, so he can't communicate to us telepathy.
No, it's not actually.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, so I was liking the idea of giving JD to be able to harass us in our heads.
That sounds scary. Once you are detecting someone's thoughts, you can cast the suggestion spell.
Oh, that's
spell
cool.
On them, but that's only once a day.
There's nothing great. I'm fine. Then maybe.
And then Helm of Comprehend Languages.
I guess the adamant. I mean, it's a bit boring.
There's no gloves you can give him.
Gloves?
There's a lot of slots.
Well, that's not what...
I'm suggesting that to Sam.
In his list of hats, there's not a lot of gloves.
No, I'm saying, would you like to give him, there's other slots besides armor.
See if he can get,
armor.
A fucking big cross or something for me to hold.
Yeah, something like religious in theme.
Yeah, like a relic he can hold of Jesus.
Well, you're not going to be able to get a relic.
Can
that
he
get
Benedict?
Way too high a level.
That's sick that you're in this, my God is the Christian God.
The vengeful.
The vengeful. Old Testament God.
Old Testament God. Last time I came, down, I was the lamb, but I'm back again as a lion. So
I will not rest until Earth is flooded yet again for 40 days and 40 nights.
For gloves?
This in canon takes place at a confusing time.
For gloves, we can give him gloves of missile snaring, which he can grab projectiles.
Oh, yeah.
Which just actually, functionally, it just reduces the damage that he takes.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay, give him gloves of missile snaring. All right. Jackson?
Shoes,
okay.
Let's talk shoes. If I can give him a big leap, that would be my dream. Like a frog, man.
Well, that's probably quite easy.
Yeah,
do,
like boots of jumping or something.
So
shit.
We've got boots of striding and springing. That does the first part. It just increases your movement speed, but only 230 feet, so that's not going to help him.
Mm. And then...
Okay.
In addition, you can jump three times as whatever.
Winged boots. Done.
All right. You don't want to know what they do?
I can figure it out.
Well, what do they do for JD?
They let him fly for probably a certain amount of time, probably a certain amount of times a day.
You can, for up to 4 hours, JD... move or fly at your movement speed.
Hey,
for 4 hours.
Yeah. 4 hours a day.
4 hours of flying with little winged booties.
Yeah. Immediately I'm like, see you, fellas, straight up. See you in four hours.
See you in 4 hours and 10 minutes.
Oh. Why do you do that?
I couldn't complete my quest. So this was a way to sacrifice myself because I picked the wrong companion.
Do you reckon he did that or was he trying to go to God?
I think he was trying to
fly to heaven.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
I can get up there.
All right. That's Joel Dusha when it fucking loads. All right. And then I think that's everyone.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Joel Zanis.
I will be some kind of
Tabaxi.
Tabaxi.
Yeah,
tabaxi.
Of course.
Is there any actually? Is there any better race for? Let's be smart again.
Yeah. Let's
be
clever.
Is there a better race for a rogue? Or is Tabaxi a decent rogue?
Tabaxi's
good
for
rogue.
They get a dexterity.
Yeah.
Halflings also work. Herringons, the rabbit people.
Men? Oh, no.
humans are a good tubular rasta. They can kind of be anything. Yeah. Kobolds also make decent rogues.
I didn't say goblin.
Yeah.
I just passed goblin without... I went past it too quickly. Goblins also, yeah. Make good rogues. Yeah. Elves make good rogues.
Mm.
And there are no bad races to play a rogue.
Okay,
some of them get bonuses to the things that rogues use.
Well, goblin does sound good to me.
Yeah. Be a goblin.
Yeah, I'll be a little gobbo.
All right.
Hell yeah.
A goblin.
Now I can speak to you.
Yeah, exactly. We can communicate. I mean, keep Dusha out.
You already know. Common.
Enough of this goblin chitter chatter.
So, for being...
I'm just cursed. Like, no goblin on you. Yeah, cop that.
I hate the curse of no goblin.
Once every short or long rest, you can use an ability called Fury of the Small, where attack or spell, any attack that you deal on someone bigger than you, you can choose to deal an extra amount of damage equal to your level.
Ah, that rules. Beautiful. 14 extra damage. That rules. Sick.
You get Nimble Escape, so you can take the Disengage or Hide action as a bonus action. That's actually a rogue
ability.
We got no abilities anyway.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Doubling up there.
Whatever.
So, rogue.
Being human's cool.
Yeah, it's sick.
We get to be a guy. That's our benefit.
All right. So, Zamet, you get to pick 4 proficiencies.
Ooh,
your list is acrobatics, athletics, deception, insight, intimidation, investigation, perception, performance, persuasion, sleight of hand, stealth.
Stealth.
Yeah, that's probably a good beginning.
Yep.
Three more?
Yeah, then let's go with...
sleight of hand?
Nah, I'm thinking like investigation.
Investigation?
Perception?
Perception?
And acrobatics.
Whoa.
Acrobatics, all right.
Flippy
little
guy. You
know sleight of hand is used to pick locks.
Sleight of hand. Instead of... what are you thinking? Perception or investigation? What's going to be less good?
Investigation is used to find traps. So
let's go get rid of perception.
You don't need to know what's happening around. I got my big hammer that tells me.
Yeah.
And then you get expertise. Mm-hmm. So the proficiency bonus for 2 of your skills or your use of thieves' tools. Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot Thieves' Tools works like that. Sorry, you no. You don't need sleight of hand to pick locks.
Oh, okay. I'm not mice. We'll go back to the perception. Yeah. Then I'll use my ability score for all Thieves' Tools and the one I can find traps. So is that investigation?
Yep. Investigation and Thieves' Tools.
We're being clever. We're
being smart about this.
You get sneak attack. Everyone knows how sneak attack works. Yeah. You get Thieves' Cant, which is going
to
be irrelevant.
No one else can speak to me. It's good.
Yeah. Cunning action, you can disengage or hide as a bonus action. Doubling up. And you get uncanny dodge.
Yes.
When you can see a source of damage, you can once per round take half damage.
Useful.
Incredible.
Every single round. I love
it. Oh, yeah.
Evasion, when you are subjected to something that makes you make a dexterity saving throw for half damage, instead take no damage if you succeed and half damage if you fail.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Slippery little boy.
Reliable talent. You have refined your chosen skills until they approach perfection.
Oh, my lord.
Whenever you make an ability check that lets you add proficiency bonus, you treat a roll of 9 or lower as a 10.
Oh, sick.
Minimum 10.
I'm good.
You're powerful.
Blind sense.
Oh, my God. Everything with my eyes closed.
Yeah, you better.
If you are able to hear, you are aware of the location of any hidden or invisible creatures within 10 feet of you.
Perfect, that's crazy.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
And then you get... Oh, did we do... Oh, you get a second expertise, so you could pick two more skills. Acrobatics, perception, or stealth.
Let's go with stealth.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And let's go with perception.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
All right. Then you get a roguish archetype.
Okay.
The archetypes are arcane trickster, assassin, inquisitive, mastermind, phantom, scout, soul knife, swashbuckler, and thief.
I'm thinking either assassin or thief. What do we think?
Arcane thief.
All right, let's go thief.
Yeah, I'm thinking thief. I'm thinking thief.
Baby, I am thinking thief.
You can rob them. No, it's too late now.
You dumb listening to him.
Should I go on assassin at him?
Yeah.
Let's go assassin.
All right.
We're being smart about it.
Yeah, we're being clever.
Being clever.
Thieves get proficiencies with the disguise kit and poisoner's kit. They get assassinate, where you're deadliest when you get the drop on your enemies. You have advantage on attack rolls against any creature that hasn't taken a turn in combat yet.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Which means that you can get your sneak attack, because you get sneak attack basically anytime you get advantage. So even if an ally isn't next to you, if you get your assassinate advantage, you still get your sneak attack damage.
That's good. That's good.
And any hit you score against a creature that is surprised is a critical hit.
Whoa. Ooh.
And you get infiltration expertise.
Okay.
Which, starting at 9th level, you can unfailingly create false identities for yourself. This is not going to be useful in a dungeon.
Great to hear.
Imposters, starting at 13th level, you gain the ability to unerringly mimic another person's speech. Perfect. That is not going to be useful.
Oh, excellent. You say that now, Adam. You say that now. 1 hour in, I'm making the prediction that'll become unimaginably valuable as a skill to have.
We'll fucking see.
Yeah, we will.
All right, so goblins get a +2 to their dexterity and a +1 to their constitution. Ah. Would you like to start rolling stats?
All right, let's get nothing but 8s.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go.
7.
16.
That's good.
It's already 16. Kicking off.
Oh, I didn't see the 4. You're right. It's a 16.
It's already kicking off, baby.
I was fucking trying to cheat you out of something.
13.
13.
All right. Okay, everything's a bad one. 11.
11?
11?
Unfortunately, a 16 means you're kind of locked into
that's
this
fine.
Stat.
That's fine.
That's fine. Yeah, look.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
That sucks. Oh,
2 sixes and a one.
Yeah, 2 sixes and a one. 2 sixes, 2 ones. That fucking sucks, dude.
Oh, my last roll was 3 sixes and a one.
Yeah.
Every end of the spectrum, baby.
Ben Land on the table didn't count, but that's strong. 3 fives? 4 fives.
Nothing but fives.
Oh, my God.
Yahtzee.
And
No, Yahtzee's 5 die, isn't it?
Who knows? Who knows how Yahtzee works?
Yeah, Yahtzee.
Oh, no, Yahtzee's 6 die. Because you can get a fucking 1 to 6.
Yeah, that's true. The last one was a 9. Oh, not great. Right.
Yeah, but tell us about Yahtzee some more.
So, your highest one is a 16?
Well, I'll put that in dexterity.
Constitution.
Yeah.
I reckon. All right, your next highest is a 15.
What the rogue need?
For assassin,
much
constitution.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, kind of.
Yeah, nah, 15. Yeah, because I'll bump it up to by one. Yeah, yeah,
the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
The rest is gravy, my good friend. Yeah, so 2 13s.
Let's put 1 in charisma.
What do you want to be good at saving against?
Maybe. What has Adam said a lot of? Wisdom saving throw, intelligence, wisdom saving
throw. Yeah, there's a lot of wisdom saving throws happening.
Yeah.
All right, you've got an 11 and a 9 and strength and intelligence.
Nine strength, be weak.
Yeah, basically.
We'll be strong.
We'll probably be using dexterity for most of your attacks anyway, so a high strength isn't
plus, I was going to say, does the strength at all care about, like, if I'm stabbing with something, I'm like, I need my strength, or is it all dex?
Well, it will mean that you're not very strong, which can hamper you if you're trying to be fit, if something's trying to physically overpower you.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
So,
if someone picks you up, just got to come up. I'm being picked up.
We'll just come on and pick them up.
Yeah. That'll be a 9.
Someone's going to pick you up and tear you in half.
That's fine.
Oh, I forgot to shit our little goblin friend.
All right, so that's a total of...
He popped his head off like a pez.
You're doing all right. You got a significantly high constitution for a rogue.
That rules.
That's good.
You've got 4 ability score improvements or feats.
Okay, well, with a feat, all I want to do, because I like the idea of having one of us to dual wield.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to be a jewel boy, and then everything else, you can buff up everything else.
All right, so you could take the dual wielder feat, obviously, which gives you +1 to your AC when you've got a weapon in each hand.
Excellent.
And you can use 2 weapon fighting even when one-handed melee weapon... You can only dual wield with light weapons, but this allows you to dual wield with 1 non-light weapon and 1 light weapon.
Oh, excellent news.
And you can draw and stow 2 one-handed weapons instead of just the regular one each
turn. Perfect, that's great.
All right, and then we've got 6 points to put around.
Excellent.
So let's max your dexterity.
Perfect.
And then...
even out everything else?
Yeah. Even out everything else.
Yeah, so everything's like
an even number. Yeah. I was going to say max out your constitution. I think both of them are funny, but this one's funny and useful.
Yeah.
So. All right. And just give me 1 sec to do this.
Of course. Charisma. Take your time.
Shut up.
Started off so well-ish.
Nothing
but bad.
Nothing but duds all the way down.
So we've evened you out.
Excellent.
Evened out all your stats. You got all even numbers, so you got the
zero
best bonuses
negatives.
You can get. Yeah, nice. 0 negatives. Yeah.
Hey, that's a win.
What background would you like?
I'm an assassin, so it can't be anything good,
Whatever.
Who
cares?
Knights, you could, whatever.
Yeah, I do like being
the story is really important.
The noble one, that sounds fun.
Noble?
Yeah. A little goblin noble that started killing folk.
Memory, nobles get 3 guys who come with them.
Wow.
That's not noble, sorry. never mind, sorry. So you get 1 set of, you kind of proficiency with 1 set of gaming.
Excellent, dragon chess, my favorite.
Dragon chess, all right, and a language.
Let's go with Abyssal.
Yeah, nice.
Abyssal?
Yeah. You 2 can know Abyssal.
Well, he knows Infernal and Celestial. This way, I think if we got us covered.
Yeah, that's true.
Equipment, a rapier or a short sword?
Rapier.
A short bow and a quiver of 20 arrows or a short sword?
Yeah, let's give you the short bow.
Okay. A burglar's part. Okie dokie. I have noticed. We can fix this when we get to magical items.
Yeah.
I have noticed you don't have 2 melee weapons.
Well, I figured with the magical item, that would be.
Alternatively,
don't even stress. I've got 30 swords. Have 1.
Yeah.
So let's give you some magical items. So I assume you want a sword.
And then whatever else in the offhand.
Have we had a conversation about how that's how Ice-T just genuinely...
Sword, that's how he thinks swords
pronounces sword like that. And I love him.
Dude. Big time.
All right. So the rapier is not a light weapon, so you need to take the other weapon as being a light weapon.
I figured I'd my boys can help me out here, I would like 2... magical weapons in terms of an offhand and a main hand. Then a 3rd one to do whatever. Yeah. So that's all kind of my options. I let me my preferences. But I'll leave it up to the that's kind of what I was going for.
For light weapons, you could take a dagger +1.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have here? You could take a hand axe +1.
Ooh.
That is also, the dagger is also thrown.
Mm.
If you wanted to get a magical heavier weapon, you could take something like Lightbringer, which is a mace.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, wait, you need. Sorry, you don't want that.
I don't want that at all.
You got to use
that. Be bad.
You got to
use.
Yeah, I forgot.
We've also got the. You've also got to take something that has finesse. So.
Okay.
Zammit backed into a corner.
Cool. A rapier corner. Plus one. Okay. A rapier of warning. Rapier of vengeance. You could take a cursed rapier.
Curse one. Oh! Yeah.
Short sword plus
It'll
one.
It'll actually be good for you. It was bad for me, but it's good for you.
Basically, your options are...
I'll go with that rapier plus one.
Rapier plus one?
Yeah, nice.
So, Dusha, what would you like to give?
Now, Zammit specifically made a request.
I'm so upset you're reminding him.
Of some kind of other, like an odd good or another weapon, ideally.
Yeah,
because I genuinely was like, I feel like today has the sort of energy where Dusha, without thinking about what Simon literally just said, would be like, armor.
He did say he wanted a second sword because he was like, no one's dual wielding.
Yeah.
And I'd made a big claim about how I was going to dual wield and then picked a two-handed weapon.
Yeah.
So I reckon I'm probably going to go with magical arm. No, I'm kidding. Magical weapon.
Oh, man, if you did, I would recommend dagger. Dagger plus one, probably just your best.
Yeah, because he's got a piss boy strength. So yeah. Dagger's good. Let's do that. Dagger plus one. All dagger of vengeance.
I assume that was a joke.
It was a joke.
Dagger of vengeance could only use the dagger.
Cool.
No, he doesn't have to use the dagger.
It would behoove him to only use the dagger.
Will never be able to sneak attack with that weapon. Even if you got advantage, it would just even out and you wouldn't get your sneak attack.
That's just how to cripple your character in creation.
Jackson.
I want to give him, can I just get like a basic magic item, like not a weapon, not an armor, just like what are our options for basic magic thing?
There's a lot of options, which is the problem. Just letting you know, only green items.
Okay, just going through them. What do we got? Slow down. You're moving a million miles an hour.
Well, let me go to the top. Hang on.
What would you kind of like to get?
So I'm just going to pick when I see something that pops out to me. What's balance of harmony? No, balloon pack.
Balloon pack. This backpack contains the spirit of an air elemental.
Done, salt.
And a compact leather balloon. While you're wearing the backpack, you can deploy the balloon as an action and gain the effect of the levitate spell for 10 minutes, targeting yourself and requiring no concentration.
Okay.
Alternatively, you can use your reaction to deploy the balloon when you're falling to gain the effect of feather fall for yourself.
That's useful. Yeah.
When either spell ends, the balloon slowly deflates as the elemental spirit escapes and returns to the elemental plane of air. As the balloon deflates, you descend slowly. If you're still after the spirit, the backpack's...
Yes?
So it's a one-use item.
Done.
No, it's a recharge.
A recharge and an air elemental node.
Yeah, we might find
you reckon you're going to find one of them?
Well, I reckon we might.
I didn't see the air. Jackson, why are you fucking me? We gave you so much good things.
No, because it's in character. Because Jackson see that at the shops and not read the air elemental node or whatever.
Making you getting fucking boots of flying, I getting fucked by this.
Well, you can use it once.
I didn't know it was at a node. I was going to move on, but Adam went back.
All right. No. You know what? I've gone back other times. I'll go back this time.
I was like, okay, we'll keep seeing what else there is. And you went to Zammit's character. You made that decision, Adam, not me.
Fucking relax, all right? Fucking calm.
Remember, we're doing this smart. We're doing this smart.
Is the character of Adam already pre-built?
Yeah, he's already pre-built. Mm-hmm. I'm not letting you... I'm actually trying to help you through.
Yeah.
He's going to be holding your hand the entire way.
This is the first Plumbing Boys play/ruin campaign that's going to be 50 hours plus.
He's got so much resurrection.
We're actually going to go through this campaign.
Broom of flying. Give him a magic broom like a witch.
This wooden broom, which weighs 3 pounds, functions like a mundane broom.
Excellent. I can, we can
sweep the dungeon.
You can hover. It hovers beneath you.
It's already better currently than the balloon bag.
Well, you can't use it suddenly, I suppose, if you're falling.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's only when you're pre-planning your flight.
You can send it to travel alone.
Yeah, to a destination within 1 mile of you. If you speak the command word, name the location, and are familiar with that place. The broom comes
back
to you.
That won't help in the dungeon.
No.
Well, it might if he goes back to the beginning of the dungeon
or whatever.
Right, so basically, it's just a magic broom that I can ride and fly around with.
Do we like that I both gave you flying things?
Yeah.
I do. I like that.
Did
you like that I both gave you flying things and it was a coincidence?
Hi, my name's Jackson Bailey. Do you like that I both gave you flying things?
My name's Jackson Bailey. This is how I talk. I'm playing this game seriously. Give me a sword that shits farts.
All right. Well, can we? Can we? That's our character ready. Can we? And lastly, can we just go through Adam? Mm-hmm. That so yeah, we can know what this Ubermensch.
Yeah. Can we hear about Adam? Yeah.
All right. Well, I went variant human.
Okay.
So instead of getting the plus one to all of my stats, I gave the NPC Adam a extra feat.
Mm-hmm.
So Adam has 115 hit points compared to Jackson's 158, Joel's 130, and Joel Zamet's 115. So we got the same amount.
Mm-hmm. Six.
My armor class, or Adam, the NPC's armor class, is 21 compared to Jackson's 21, compared to Joel Dusha's 16, and compared to Joel Zamet's 16.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right,
nice.
Yeah. Adam has the adamantine armor, so attacks from... Where is it? Oh, no, sorry. It's not... I'm so sorry. I thought it made you resistant, but it just turns critical hits into normal hits.
Oh, that's very useful. Good.
So yeah. Adam's immune to critical hits.
Oh, that's great. Sorry,
hey, so am I.
Yeah, useful. Yeah. You don't get your head cut off.
That's good.
Like, you're going to
try, though. You'll be like, oh, I really wish my head could get cut off.
So in addition to the adamantine plate, I also gave him a plus one mace and a plus one shield to increase his armor class as high as I could.
Mm-hmm.
He's a cleric. A cleric specifically of healing.
Okay.
He's got plenty of healing abilities.
Fabulous.
I made sure at every level he took any healing or bringing back to life spells.
We need them.
Yeah.
Clever.
Smart. We will die. No, we won't.
We won't die. In the bag. I don't think any of us are going to die or even actually get hurt.
We're so healthy. And we're going to be playing it cleverly.
Yeah.
I also gave him any buffing spells he could have, so he's really good at not just healing, but making you guys better at fighting.
Nice.
He can return you to life a total of 4 times before he gets
dead. That's easy. One each plus a bonus one.
Yeah, no, okay, so remember this, Jackson. One each.
Plus one for him is very funny.
Jackson for 3 and one of us for 1 and then whoever dies next, fucked.
Which will be Jackson again, so who cares?
The feats he took are healer, so he can use a healer's kit to just give you like a little bit of hit points, which is just if he runs out of all healing if he runs out of all healing magic, he can still heal.
Sounds useful.
He sounds like he's going to be a real benefit.
Maybe this is the first time in our history that we actually have a cleric.
Yeah.
I found it here. Sorry. I gave him another feat. Sorry, I was getting this confused with the armor. Any mundane damage he takes while he's wearing heavy armor is reduced by 3.
Ah, beautiful.
And he has the final feat is Warcaster. So he has advantage on constitution saving throws to maintain a spell that keeps you guys alive.
Oh, my Lord.
And he can perform said spells while still holding his shield.
We're going to bash this dungeon so hard that we're going to loop back around and go do the other ones too easy. Who cares?
Here's my prediction. Adam out here love gets killed by the first trap.
We are fucked.
We are demoralized.
he said he could bring people back from Easter. He meant himself.
Can he bring himself back? No, he's
dead. He did say, I remember Looking Adam saying.
A corpse has been chopped in half by a big axe.
Jackson's like, hey, the healer should, I reckon, check the room because he can heal himself if something goes, shing. Oh, he's in too
right. big. Can you guys heal him?
I can do lay on hands. Unfortunately.
Something. If you healed both the halves, do we get 2 atoms?
I'll try.
Tiny little legs pop out of the top half and a tiny little torso tops out the legs. This is actually worse.
He still seems dead.
Yeah, but I think we got a good chance at this dungeon. I think we're going to take it down. This is the first victory of the Plumbing Boys, guaranteed.
Yeah.
Our goddamn.
It's good. It's good stuff. See you in the dungeon, fuckos.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.